This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Mafia and Carver High. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. So the hotline, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Now, listen, tomorrow, college football all day. Get on PharrellOnABench.com. What are you waiting for? Seriously, my site, my pick site, is the best. It's the cheapest, and the return is sickening. I mean, it's just like every single week, all I do, I'm like the Federal Reserve. I'm printing money for you people. I mean, it's the cheapest site. You're going to love it. Sign up today. One other thing I wanted to tell you about, the Pharrell and the Bets podcast on Westwood One. It's growing like a dope plant. I mean, the thing is absolutely crazy what's happening. We are taking over the world. My new sports betting podcast on Westwood One, everybody's digging it. They just won't admit it. They don't want their wives and girlfriends to know that they're spending 30 minutes a day getting hot gambling tips from Uncle Futrelli, but that's what it is. 6 days a week, Tuesday to Sunday, drops at 6:30 in the morning. Don't forget, tomorrow and Sunday, both episodes, 23 and 24, coming out fresh tomorrow morning and Sunday morning. Sundays is all about NFL. Tomorrow, all about college football and other things, some NFL as well. But a big day of college, so go get it. Follow me on Twitter, at OnTheBetsWWO. And why don't you go on Apple Podcasts and just admit it. Say, Pharrell, five-star review. Check out. There you go. Subscribe free to that. By the way, we have a podcast for this show, Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio. Comes out after the show on Twitter, at Scott Pharrell, at On the Bench CBS. Why don't you follow us at all of those, even at Pharrell's Picks? Just follow all of them. It's just like click, 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 follow, 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 follow. And then we won't bother you. Trust me, we're not a pain in your neck with the tweets. We just promote the this show and the podcast and everything that's going on in sports and what we're going to be doing on every show. So follow us and subscribe free. There you go. One other thing, you can listen to this show on any station anywhere. We're all over North America. We're all over the Southern Hemisphere as well. We're on Sirius XM 206. We're on the radio.com app. That's free. Download that for your iPhone and boom, or any phone, and you'll get CBS Sports Radio on radio.com app. And also, you know, we're on stations everywhere, so check it out. Tell, you know, your friend, I don't get to hear the show. I don't have an affiliate. I don't have a station. Now you just have radio.com. Boom, it works. You can hear it anywhere. There's people listening to it in places you've never even heard of. There you go. 855-212-4CBS. This is the last hour of the show for the week, and you're going to want to get in your gambling tips as fast as possible in terms of who do you want me to tell you about, and I will, and that'll be that. Any game, college or pro. Cliff in Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell on the Bench. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, brother. What's up?
Good. I listen to you guys every night. You are the best, and you are the cheapest. And right as I was getting in the rack, you were talking to somebody about the Texas A&M, who's looking better than I think people thought,
right,
but going to Alabama. And I couldn't figure if you were saying to lay the 27 or take the 27.
I was saying I took it. So I got Bama to win on the money line, and I'm going A&M with the 27. But I did preface it by saying it's high risk because – I've seen them go down there a few years ago and get beat 59-0. So I'm not sure I trust it because, you know, Alabama's really, I hate to say it, rubbing everyone out. I mean, just blowing, they're blowing everyone out. So their offense is.
Let me ask you this. How about a double Irish sneak and a Guinness back? I'll get off the phone
Can
and
we
I'll
get
listen
it?
To you the rest of the night.
I got you. Got the shot and the Guinness to go with it. I love that. I think, you know, A&M showed me a lot against Clemson. Now, remember, that game was in College Station at Kyle Field. There's a big difference. Now they're going to Denny. They're going down there. Have fun with that in Tuscaloosa. That is a nightmare. And that's all I know. So that's not going to be easy. Going to the end of the third, going to the fourth, and it's going to be Washington State, USC, 30-24, Washington State. I have to say, unless I'm crazy, unless I'm absolutely nuts, I have literally, am I wrong? They have thrown every single flag in this game on Washington State. I mean, they have called them for everything. I mean, there has not been one call for them the entire game. I mean, it's unbelievable. Every single flag is on Washington State.
I know you don't. I know it doesn't seem like it, but they just put it on the screen. Both seven flags on both teams.
No, they aren't. All 14 is against Washington State.
It's crazy. I didn't think so either, but it's.
You're
I
a
couldn't
liar.
Believe it when
liar.
I saw it.
You're a liar.
Man, what's that guy doing there? Smashing him in the head like that. I mean, what is that kid 45 doing?
But did he really try to do
it? He was putting a knee down the quarterback because he fumbled it. He was just trying to hold him, and he comes in and he smashes him in the head. Like, what is he thinking
sometimes,
about?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes people deserve that. They deserve a little, you know.
He just deserved giving him 15 free yards.
But
so
the
good job.
But he gave him the business. He gave him a little. Mike in Dallas on the ticket.
Scott.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I don't have a sports question or statement. I just really wanted to, been wanting to call and get in for a long time just to say how grateful I am, man. You are absolutely, you're just the best, man. I'm 66 years old. I've always been a sports guy. I love it, played it. And
sweet.
I've heard lots of sports shows. And you're just awesome, man. I'm just really grateful that you're there and doing it. And I listen to you all the time.
Well, thanks. That means a lot to me. It's the only reason I think left that I do it. I certainly don't do it for the money. because I'm not making any money. So all I know is I've been doing it forever, and I pretty much have the fans, and that's it. Because there's not I'm not getting rich doing it, believe me.
Well, I'll just say this and get off. You are you're funny. You know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You're smart about it, and you got guts to tell it like it is. And it's just really awesome. So entertaining. Just the best, man.
Well, thank you. I think a lot of the credit goes to Carver High and Mafia, and it's just a you know, a great show and great team. So we're lucky. Thanks. Thanks for the love, Mike. I appreciate it. It's unbelievable, the chemistry, and, you know, it's an amazing thing. And Mavi is giving me the finger right now. He's like, here's your chemistry. He's a rough personality to deal with, very rough around the edges, and carries weapons on him.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
That was Mafia, actually. That was not me talking. That was clearly him. Mary Ellen in Virginia.
Wow, how do I follow that?
I don't know. I have no idea. You drink heavily.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Turn here.
I mean, you like can't even talk right now. Is that where you're at?
Yeah.
All right.
Cy Young question. NL Cy Young question. Scherzer, Nola.
I'm not giving it to Max Scherzer like everybody else because he's got all these wins. I'm giving it to the guy that has never, like, had a bad game in, like, 2 years. Every time he goes out, he keeps the team under 3 runs. Every time he goes out, he keeps it under 2 runs. Every time he goes out, he's phenomenal. His team never scores runs. They never produce. They're terrible. But he is amazing. He has been, without a doubt, the most amazing pitcher to watch every 5 days, the whole year. I give it to DeGrom. As far as I'm concerned, they're already putting his name on it. I know that he doesn't have the wins. It is what it is. I know people are joking around. 10 is the new 20. It really isn't. Blake Snell won 20 games. This guy's not winning because the Mets stink, not because he isn't great. I think he's unreal. I've said this many times. They would be, you know, they've been the dumbest franchise I've ever seen in my life. They got rid of Tom Seaver. So if they get rid of this guy, which is exactly what they'll do, they'll eventually get rid of him because they're so stupid, the Mets, that they're going to lose this guy too. Like, in their right mind, if you owned a franchise in the major leagues and you got rid of Tom Seaver and then eventually you get rid of Jacob DeGrom, like, how much of an idiot do you have to be? I mean, you have to literally be stupid. Now, I know the family's filthy rich, so somebody's not as stupid as I think, but they must be smart about something because they're worth billions. So the family owns the team. They're filthy rich, but it doesn't make them, in my view, baseball people. I think they think they're baseball people. I think what they do is butcher baseball teams, and I think that's what they've done with that team, and I'm sure they'll screw up Jacob DeGrom too. So there you go. I'm not giving it to Scherzer. I'm just not.
Set a major league record with his 23rd quality start in one season.
I mean, he's unbelievable. I don't even think there's a question to be asked. I think it's a done deal. But I think everyone else thinks it's not and that it's Scherzer's. Aaron Nola had a good season. There is no way. He's finishing third, no matter what. And he's run out of gas.
Distant third at that.
Yeah, he's run out of gas at the end here. So that's what happens. And I think he's got less time, right, than DeGrom and, like, Syndergaard. We know Scherzer, how long he's been around. So Scherzer's unbelievable, and he's won several of them. So I don't think he's going to cry to his mommy if he doesn't get this one. I think he's more disappointed in his team that they suck so bad and didn't make the postseason. Everyone thought the Nationals, including myself, would win that division. And I'm stunned at how good the Braves got this year. And, you know, I actually kind of like it. I remember spending 14 years watching the Braves in the playoffs every year. And they were always a postseason team. And I remember them taking on the Yankees, right? In, what was it, 96? So all I know is I like having the Atlanta Braves in the playoffs. I think it's, you know, the way it should be. Boston, the Yankees, the Braves, the Cubs, the Dodgers. I mean, Houston. No one thought that you'd add Houston to that mix. But now that they've won the World Series and they dominated baseball last year, they're in the picture for sure. They're still a great team, right? So I think the teams that are in the playoffs this year, all of them are, you know, very valid choices as franchises and good, you know, playoff reps for their divisions and their cities. I like the Braves, that what they've done. I love Alcuna. I think he's been incredible. And nice touchdown catch. Oh, my God. What a pass from Daniels for the touchdown. I told you, they're going to take the lead here because Washington State missed the extra point. That'll be the end of the game. That'll be the end of it. They won't look back after this. Do you think Washington State will win this game now after they just gave up that lead?
No.
I think their defense, I think USC's defense is atrocious.
Well, they've gotten three stops in a row here, so there's some hope for them, I think.
Okay, so but Washington State's defense is definitely porous, right? Fair
Both
enough?
Both these defenses suck, but I got to give USC credit. They were getting shredded all night,
right,
and they've actually forced a couple punts in a row here.
So now they lead 31-30, and I don't think they look back after this. To me, he's throwing so many great passes deep and, you know, over 20 yards. Like, all these patterns are 20, 25, 30-yard passes, right, into the end zone. Those are great passes. The other kid, Minchell, is throwing everything, you know, little dinks and dunks and little, you know, 5 and 10-yard passes and 15 right over the middle, but nothing deep. Am I wrong? He's dinking it down the field.
Yeah, that's the way he's operating.
The other guy's getting big chunk yards, Daniels. He's throwing 20, 30-yarders.
Big arm.
855-212-4CBS. That's the number. 45 to go. Are you with us or are you going to bed there, Pansy?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I don't really like this call, but he got the first down. I'll give him that. 4th and 1 at the 6-yard line, and Washington State got the first down. So on the quarterback keeper, the fake handoff, and then he rolled a little to his left. They marched down the field, didn't they? This is after USC scored and everybody's dancing around. That's what they do. That's their problem. I really do believe that their problem is what I'm seeing is this cocky team that acts like they're some kind of badass team. After every tackle, every play, every catch, every touchdown, they dance around and celebrate and shimmy and shake and look at the cameras and show off. And, you know, I'm not even wrong. They do it. And then the minute you turn around, they're giving up, you know, 80 yards. They don't stop Washington State. So they're celebrating. They were even just celebrating a 3rd and 1 stop, but they were inside their own 10 with their backs to the wall and they're playing on their heels, right? So, you know, what I'm seeing is, frankly, a Washington State team that's just playing, making plays, scoring, you know, and really just going about their business, not showboating, not dancing, not, you know, acting goofy or stupid or humiliating anyone. And then their only problem is, it would appear to me, is they can't stop USC. Their defense is atrocious. But I think they're just playing football. They're not acting like they're anybody special. And I think USC's acting like they're, you know, some kind of badass team or something. And we saw what happened to them last week. So they got beat by a crappy Texas team. So I'm not scared of them. Nice pass in the end zone. Touchdown, Washington State. Why don't they dance a little right there? Why don't you dance a little right there, USC? You ain't got Shaq. 36-31 now. They're going to go for two. They're going to go for two. He's leaving them on the field. 855-212-4227. I mean, you got to admit, Carver High, at the very least, that our boy Mike Leach has got some stones. I mean, he just shows up every week, no matter where they play, and they bring it. And you got to admit, I mean, they have no talent compared to these other schools. Nobody goes up there to play football compared to USC, UCLA, all these other, you know, Oregon and Stanford. I mean, Washington State's getting the bottom of the barrel, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's improved that the last couple of years. But compared to those other schools, like you say, the talent just isn't the same. They missed the two here. So.
But they don't even consider throwing a flag on that pass interference. But they throw it every single time USC throws a pass. Are you kidding me? Did you think he just got mugged in the end zone? No. None of the refs were even looking. Look at the ref. Watch this. Watch this throw. When the guy throws the ball, look where the ref is. Look where the ref is when he throws the ball. He's ducking. The ref's looking for, oh, that's the touchdown play. Replay-itis. The two-point conversion, I thought they got mugged. But there you go. Now their lead's even, what is it, 36-31? They're up five. They're getting 4.5. Crow in San Francisco, the city by the bay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Pharrell.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, you know, I got a birthday coming up, and baseball season's about to end. I've been working out at the AT&T Park. It's just been a riot. And, you know, I'll be sad when it ends, but I've decided what I'm going to do with my time in between now and next season. I've never been compulsive about anything, but I'm planning on becoming a compulsive gambler. I'm signing up to Pharrell on the bets. I'm cashing my Social Security check, and I'm taking your picks, Pharrell.
I love it, and you know what'll happen? You'll end up making money because that's what I do. I mean, the bottom line is that it's that simple. We've been going on for 14 years, never had a losing month documented. I mean, the bottom line is people just strike it with me. They strike the cash. It happens. It all happens.
And Pharrell, there's one place I want to get to. The cul-de-sac of success.
The cul-de-sac of success.
That's why I love you, man. It's the well-turned phrase, man.
Well, thank you.
The cul-de-sac of success.
There you go. I appreciate the love, brother. Good luck. I'm glad you're signing up for PharrellOnTheBench.com and Pharrell on the Bets. At Pharrell on the Bets. It's at on the Bets, WWO. By the way, while you're so friendly, go and five-star me on Apple Podcasts. Show's rocking. Everybody's doing it. By the way, big matchups on Saturday. Georgia, Missouri on ESPN at noon. And then Notre Dame, Wake. That's at noon on ABC. Clemson, Georgia Tech, 3:30 on ABC. Florida, Tennessee, 7 on ABC. Or that one's on ESPN. And Stanford, Oregon on ABC at 8. So they got some good games this Saturday on their family of channels. One other thing, always important to give out the governor's six-pack. The governor here. Penn State laying it, cover. Purdue plus 7 over BC. Ohio State minus 36 over Tulane. Kentucky plus 9.5 over Mississippi State. Auburn minus 29 over Arkansas. And Iowa plus 3 over Wisconsin. That is the governor, Tim Brando's picks.
Well, Hawkeye pick for the governor tomorrow.
Going with the Hawkeyes at Kinnick.
And some big numbers he had there, laying a lot of wood in some of those games.
The Auburn game. What did you think of the Notre Dame, are their playoff hopes shrinking story I gave you?
Well, look, it comes down to this. Yeah, they're shrinking because they don't blow teams out that they should blow out, but if they continue to win games, whether they look ugly or not, they're Notre Dame, and if they win undefeated, guess what? They're going to be in the playoff. Now, they're not going to do that because they're not that good. But that's why saying that those things are so stupid, their playoff hopes are diminishing. They're going to diminish when they lose a football game, okay? Notre Dame, right? Doesn't Notre Dame always get put in if they're undefeated or one loss?
Yeah, they'll be in it.
They'll be in it. But they're not. They're going to have more than one loss. They're going to have 2-3 losses by the end of the year.
So do you think they'll handle their business in Winston-Salem? And how do you think they'll do against Stanford and Vatek? Because I think they'll beat Wake, but I think they'll lose to those other two.
Well, look, I think that tomorrow they're going to do what they've done the last 2 weeks. They're playing a quote-unquote inferior opponent this time on the road. It'll be a game that shouldn't be that close, but it will be, and they'll end up winning.
There you go.
And I think that they will beat Stanford, and they'll lose to Vatek.
Matt in South Jersey.
Yo, Pharrell, what it do?
Hey, bro.
Yo, man, this week I got this game that's just been racking my brain all week long.
Right.
It's this Packers line, man. It's 3 points. Now I'm looking at it and I say, you know what? Packers just went toe-to-toe and tied with Minnesota. Then you got the Redskins. They lost. They got their ass handed to them by the Colts. And I really want to unload on the Packers, but that line just seems like it's too easy. Well, I'm in a dilemma. What should I do?
I mean, I think that Alex Smith and the Redskins will be able to move the ball against the Packers. I'm not convinced of anything. The Packers gave up that 22 points to the Vikings late in the game. I thought their defense showed me right then and there who they are. This game, this team is all about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's it. It's like Aaron Rodgers. I don't mind, Cobb, Adams. I like the receivers, Graham. I like him, but it is all about predicated on what he does. And not so much what they do, but he does for them and what he does. And the whole thing rests on his arm and now his one leg. So I am concerned about that game. Now, I'm not going to deny I took him. I took Green Bay and laid the 3. But I am concerned that playing on one leg on the road at FedEx, where they just lost to the Colts, so dropping 2 straight at home, that's another question. Will they drop another one at home? Although, it's not much of a home field advantage when 20,000 people don't show up in their seats for their home opener.
Exactly.
That was embarrassing. So maybe they are that bad. But I'll say this. I took Green Bay, and I'm hoping that he can handle it and, get through it with his, bad knee, bulky knee, brace on. He looks like he's he's not able to do anything. I don't think he can run it. He's just clearly struggling with it. And, he says, it's not that bad. And when it gets loose and when I'm heated and I'm running or when I'm playing, it gets looser as I go. But I'm not sure I'm buying all that. He looks to me like he's got a real problem with it. And I've said this before. If he takes a shot low, he's done. I mean, he'll be done for the year. And that's it. Because you're not allowed to hit him high, so you hit him low. And everyone knows that he's got a bad leg, bad knee. So why not, go for it? I mean, that's what – and everyone says, don't. Oh, you can't say that. Well, sure you can because it's what's going to happen. They're going to go after him. If I were the Redskins in this football game, there'd be one simple game plan. It would be blitz on every down and try to take his head off because he's immobile. He is not lucid in the pocket right now with that leg. I don't care what anybody says. So, all these people that think he can play on one leg all year, I think you're tripping.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Daniels, 3 TDs tonight for USC. He's looked great. Bottom line, his passes have been beautiful. Great touch passes. Now you got this kid one last chance to try to bring Washington State back.
A lifetime left in this game.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, there's 8 minutes left, so...
These teams both might score 2 more times with 8 minutes left.
Yeah, they might. 39-36 USC right now. The Jets-Browns is the 11th most watched NFL game ever on NFL Network. Is that, something to brag about? We finished 11th.
Well, it's the most watched game in a couple years, too. I get it why they're pumping that today, because
right.
The ratings for Thursday night have been terrible for the last couple years.
So it finally worked.
I think that a lot of people, it was a dual thing. I think, one, when people heard that Baker Mayfield was going in the game, I think people went to it. And two, they stuck with it because the Browns are going to win their first game in years.
Right.
So,
Josh Gordon working at it every day with Tom Brady. How do you think that's going to work out on Sunday night at Ford Field?
I don't know if it's going to work out on Sunday night, but I know it's going to work out just fine for the rest of the season. I don't know if they're going to be ready to, have a big, 10-catch, 200-yard day on Sunday night. But I think once he gets everything down in that offense and Brady gets comfortable with him, because one thing, Brady ain't going to throw to anybody if he's not comfortable throwing to him.
Do you got any relief at all that Dalvin Cook isn't playing against the Bills?
Doesn't make a difference.
Here's this kid on third down, huge play. Oh, I thought he got it picked off, but knocked away. So now 4th and 2. Do you go for it here or kick it away? I wouldn't kick it away because they can't stop him. They cannot stop USC from scoring, so don't give them the ball. Go for it. They went for it on the other 4th downs and got it. Let this kid do it again. Throw a little slant. Get the first down. because I think Mike Leach knows his team can't stop USC, so they're leaving the kid in. That's a good call there, Pharrell. Shake out. So let's see if they can do it. What do you think? Yes or no, Carver High? Yes or no?
Stop him.
Stop here. Carver High pulling for USC here. He just wants them to win. I actually have Washington State with the 4.5.
I have USC minus 4.5, and I have USC on the live line at plus 3.5.
Oh, USC getting points.
I double dipped on USC.
So they're getting points.
I took them when they were down on the live line.
Right. All right, so did they call a timeout here or no? It's still, what is going on here? They must have.
They called a timeout. Somebody called a timeout.
So I'm watching now the Padres lighting up the Dodgers in the ninth with the bases loaded, a big hit. A couple of runs are in. Now 5-2 Padres. How about the Dodgers can beat everybody, but they can't beat the Padres? The Padres come up to Chavez Ravine and kick them in the teeth. How about that? Steelers looking to simplify the defensive game plan against the Bucs. Yeah, like maybe make a stop. How's that for simplifying things? They have looked terrible, and Butler admitted they're trying to do. Oh, so they punt the ball
Leach
anyway.
Leach called an audible. He pumped. He punted it.
And then the ball, he kicks it into the end zone. This guy, are you kidding me? You can't kick it out of bounds. You drip. Are you serious, dude? Like, how bad are you? I mean, where did he kick it from? His own 30, and he kicks it all the way into the end zone. Are you kidding me, dude? Come on, bro. They needed to bury him down in their own end and try to stop him for once and then get the ball back. I guarantee you, you know USC's going to score again here, right? You know that they're going to score and cover because they can't stop him. They're you know, scoring at will. Anyway, Kevin Butler said the Steelers are trying to do too much. And do too much? How about do nothing? They couldn't stop Pat Mahomes to save their ass. Belichick, how about this? 13-8 in games in which one of his former assistant coaches is the head coach on the opposite sideline, but his record improves to 11-4 when considering only former Patriot assistants, as Nick Saban and Al Groh worked under Belichick in Cleveland. So he's 5-0 against Bill O'Brien, 5-3 against Mangini, 2-2 against Saban, 1-0 against Cornell. He lost twice to Al Groh, if you can believe it, 0-2, and Josh McDaniels beat him in overtime when he was with the Broncos. And that game was... actually, I believe that game was in Denver, and it was 20-17 Broncos over the Pats in overtime there.
Well, Groh did work with him under the Jets, too. He just wasn't the head coach in that one.
So now it's going to be 3rd and 6 for USC. Do you think they'll get the first down? I mean, they've gotten every other first down. They're saying that Aaron Rodgers is the biggest difference between Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Kizer starting for the Packers is the biggest difference of any NFL teams in what would have been the terms of the shift in their point spread in a given week. That Rodgers is the biggest point difference between the starter and the backup. It's like a 10-point difference. Brady and Hoyer, an 8-point difference. Ben and Dobbs, a 7-point. Watson and Whedon, a 7-point. Ryan and Schaub, 6. Russell Wilson and Brett Hundley, 6. Garoppolo and Beathard, 5. Very exciting stuff there. Vegas usually doesn't set huge underdogs in week 3, except for this one, 16.5. Usually they wait till week 5 before they start doling out lines that enormous. But of the 20 largest spreads ever in the NFL since the merger, only 4 saw the favorite actually cover once the dust was settled. Since 70, only 44% of teams favored by at least 15 points end up covering. However, teams favored by at least 15 in the first 3 weeks of the season covered 60% of the time. 60% of the time, it works every time. Lane Kiffin said what I think everyone now knows. What people don't realize is that when we do things that are on front of ESPN.com or SportsCenter or USA Today, millions of dollars of free advertising. I love the USA Today when I'm, like, staying in a hotel or I'm at the airport, but does anyone read it any other time? Do people read newspapers?
I think what he's right, though, what he's saying about, especially if a program like his gets put on, let's say, the front page of ESPN.com or on ESPN like they were tonight.
Like they were all day today.
Even though they got jackjawed by UCF in the second half.
Right.
I mean, the publicity that he alone has gotten at university
free recruiting.
Is free for him.
Homeboy marketing.
No doubt.
Bannister fired by the Texas Rangers. How many people even knew who that was? Glenn Taylor, the owner of the T-Wolves, saying, call me if you want to deal for Butler. Just call me and we'll do the deal. Magic Johnson says Lonzo's jump shot looks beautiful. I thought it looked very ugly, to be honest with you. And then finally, Tyron Woodley out 8 to 12 weeks after surgery on his hand, Mafia. It looks as though this guy, watching the state, going deep, but under throws the receiver flag on the play. Joshua Pavetkin tomorrow at Wembley in London. I'm on Joshua. And did you see your boy? I want to get these calls in really quick. Pauly Malignaggi calling Conor McGregor the pinata of the boxing and MMA world. It's a good ass-kicking waiting to happen. He's going to get the shack beat out of him. Like a nice ass-kicking, too. Unfortunately for him, Habib is totally emotionless and doesn't give a shack about your annex. These Eastern Europeans, you can't get in their heads. You ever notice these guys are like robots? They're killer machines. They have no emotion. They have ice in their veins. But he goes on and on about him. He says, you're a Pharrell and pinata, bro. Think about it. If you ever play with a pinata, you just beat the shack out of it, and you get a nice prize at the end. He's like the pinata of combat sports. Everybody beats the shack out of him and then gets a prize. I love it. You're a Pharrell and pinata, bro. Good luck. That's a nice ass whooping you're going to catch next month.
You know, the funny part was is that we hadn't heard from Pauly Malignaggi in a long time because Conor hasn't, you know, fought or anything like that. So it's nice for him to come back into the spotlight when Conor gets
he's obsessed. He's still riding
he's such
off
a loser.
He's riding off of Conor McGregor still. John in Knoxville, got to be quick.
Hey, man, I have nothing to say. I just, being from Tennessee, man, I got a shot of Jack right quick.
Can we get him a shot of Jack, Mafia? Unbelievable. I got you.
I just want to know what you think about the line against or between Tennessee and Florida.
I took Florida to win. I took Florida to win in Tennessee plus the 5.5. Kaiser in Houston.
Yo, what up, Pharrell?
What's happening? Get me out of here, man. For Christ's sakes.
All right, man, I'll get you out of here really quick. What do you think? Do you think the Texans will finally pick up heat? Deshaun Watson, will he start playing like he played last year? And
yeah.
On top of that,
I think he's going to have a big game against the Giants because they suck, and he'll have a coming out party, I think, on Sunday in Houston. They'll win. There you go. I think they're going to win. Paul in Austin.
Hey, enjoy your show. Hey, Sean Payton's had the Falcons number right out of the chute, but lately 5-5, man. Saints are catching three. I don't like either team right now the way they're playing. They're playing both like two.
Right. I'm taking the Saints high risk on the road here. Not going to be easy to win at Mercedes. But the way I saw the Falcons melt against Carolina and give Cam Newton that chance to win that game late, and he threw the fourth and it didn't work, but they had every chance to tie that game. I thought the Falcons sat on that lead and played terrible. And, I mean, if you're going to let backdoors happen, then Drew Brees is the guy to bet on. Because he'll backdoor you right in front of your mother. Chris in Detroit.
How you doing, man?
Hey, bro.
I just want to let you know, man, that Sunday night, Ford Field, man, is our coming out party.
Yeah, it'll be a coming out party, all right. You'll come out to the party, bring a bunch of beer, and then the Patriots are going to leave with your girlfriend. That's what's going to happen there.
Hey, that's a dream.
No, it isn't. There's no dream. Your team's in a dream. It's a nightmare. That's what kind of dream you're in. Please. All right, so here's the deal. They have the ball, Washington State, right? Where are they? They're past midfield. They had a big bomb pickup there. It's 3rd and 3 here. 3.5 minutes to go. They're at about the 39 of USC. At the worst, they're almost within striking distance of a field goal, but they don't want a field goal here. They want a first down, and they're going to get it. What a catch. Oh, yeah, they gave him the catch at the 25. What a catch by this guy on his back. Carver High, you got to admit, that was a hell of a catch.
Good catch.
LaShawn McCoy's girlfriend has doubled the reward info for leading to the arrest of her attacker to $40,000. The Milton PD has said that LaShawn, quote, has not been cooperative in the investigation despite the fact multiple requests were made to his attorney. She believes he orchestrated the attack, of course. She said, I live my life in fear every day, not knowing if I'm walking past a man who savagely attacked me.
That one's going to be coming back.
Oh, he never caught the pass?
It looks like the tip of the ball hit the ground as he was bringing it.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, really? I don't know about that. Can you really reverse that? Can you really tell that wasn't a catch? That looks like you can't even tell to me. That looked like a decent catch. Like, you can definitely tell me that he dropped that ball. Do you really think so? Because I don't. I think he caught it. I think he caught that ball. Anyway, I'm going to run out of time. Make sure you listen to Pharrell on the Bets Saturday and Sunday morning. Subscribe. Give us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. Check out the podcast of this show after the show on Twitter and tomorrow as well at Scott Pharrell at OnTheBenchCBS. For Carver High and Mavi, a great week of shows. I'll see you Monday night for Steelers Bucks on Monday Night Football at 10 East. Good night, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.